Hey, Julie, Mike called. Wait up. Julie turned to see Mike jogging toward her as she was heading to her car. Singer loped off in his direction, reaching him first. As Mike continued toward Julie, Singer spun and walked beside him, nudging him playfully. Of course, playful was a relative term. The dog nearly sent Mike careening into the mailbox before he caught his balance. I think you need to take your dog for a few more walks, he said. He's all wound up. He's just excited to see you. How are you? I haven't seen too much of you lately. I'm good. Just busy, that's all. As he answered, he couldn't help but notice that her eyes were very green today, like jade. Me too, she said. How was it with Henry and Emma the other night? It was fun. Wish you could have made it, but... He shrugged as if it didn't matter, though Julie knew, from what Richard had told her, that it probably did. He surprised her, however, by immediately changing the subject. I did get some good news, though, he said. The band that was playing, Ocracoke Inlet, on my way out the other night, Drew asked me if I'd fill in for their guitarist. Their regular guy's gotta go to a wedding in Chicago the next time they're supposed to be at the Clipper. Wow, that's great. When is that? In a couple of weeks. I know it's just a one-time thing, but it should be fun. Well, Julie said, not wanting to dim his enthusiasm, I'm glad it worked out. For a moment, neither of them said anything, and Mike shuffled his feet. So what have you been up to? I mean, I know you've been seeing Richard, but I haven't talked to you much. Anything exciting going on? No, not much. Singer's been driving me nuts, but that's about it. Listen, I'd be glad to take him off your hands any time. I'll take...